Automakers are turning up the volume in electric vehicles and hybrids to make the otherwise quiet vehicle safer for the blind or distracted pedestrian. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU1 NPR One. I'm Ann Thompson, and this is Focus on Technology. By September of next year, the federal government will require all new vehicles operating in electric mode to make some noise. The kind of sound varies. Mercedes didn't stray too far from the traditional engine sound. Jaguar's noise was more like a spacecraft, but the New York Times reports it caused pedestrians to look at the sky rather than the road, so Jaguar settled on engine noise. The Chevy Volt is kind of space-like. BMW hired a composer, and Tesla told the Times its vehicles could have a suite of sounds, even including the bleat of a goat. Here's Lee Newcomb. He's the Ford Explorer Hybrid Marketing Manager.
So whether you're maybe blind or just distracted walking through the parking lot looking at your cell phone, this EV sounder noise will let you know that there's a car approaching from one direction or another.
Ford says it partnered with the National Federation of the Blind and Leader Dogs for the Blind to create the most effective sound. Newcomb says the Explorer Hybrid signature sound reminds him of somebody playing the organ.
It was one of numerous sounds that we tested, including traditional exhaust note noises. But this one seemed to be very popular very effective.
There's also a music-based sound on the Escape Hybrid. Guide dog user Deanna Lewis doesn't care what kind of manufactured sound electric vehicles have. She spoke to WVXU at Clovernook Center for the Blind and Visually Impaired, where she works.
Even something as simple as like the backup signal, like the big trucks have, you know, the beep, 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 that might be beneficial. But I mean, it doesn't have to be anything fancy as long as it makes some kind of noise.
Lewis does a lot of walking with her dog, Mambo. He was trained with quiet electric cars, but Lewis is looking forward to the sounds as a protection against distracted drivers who sometimes come out of nowhere. Many Clovernook employees walk, according to CEO Chris Faust.
Walking is one that a lot of our employees do. They live nearby Clovernook and they walk to and from work. Which that's where it's vitally important with the new legislation that's going to have noise.
Faust points out Clovernook is on a busy road.
So if you're walking down Hamilton Avenue and you don't have sight, and at the same time you can't hear a vehicle that's coming up on you, that could be a very scary situation.
When the electric vehicles are either at a stop or going less than 19 miles an hour, the sound will be generated. Ford's Newcomb explains where it's coming from.
There is a speaker in the front of the vehicle, behind the grill, and then there's also a speaker in the rear of the vehicle. The reason for that, of course, is it provides some directional indication of where the noise and where the vehicle is headed, so you can kind of at least sensorily understand where the vehicle is in relationship to you.
Some car manufacturers are not only thinking of people when developing their sounds. The Verge reports an independent Toyota manufacturer and distributor in Uruguay is thinking about having cars emit a sound that encourages plants to absorb nutrients and grow. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.